Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our grain trade today with Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. He'll have the latest for you coming up when we come back right after this.
Mueller isn't just a brand name for quality metal products. It's a way of life in the heartland. We've been serving Oklahoma for decades, and we're proud of our success and the lifetime relationships we've built with our customers. Mueller is known for manufacturing our own steel buildings and metal roofing. But more importantly, we're known for exceeding our customers' expectations, and we don't take that for granted. Thanks to you, our customers, Mueller is celebrating 85 years in business producing quality steel products and our 85th year of making customers' dreams come true. We can give you a more beautiful home, greater comfort and peace of mind, and a place for your business to prosper, your hobbies to grow, and your lifestyle to flourish. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit us at MuellerInc.com. That's MuellerInc.com.
Cattle markets rebounded somewhat today after yesterday's early slide. May feeders were the only weak month there in the feeder cattle, down 62 at 145.37. Keep in mind that May contract expires tomorrow afternoon to the feeder cattle index, but currently down 62 at 145.37. August feeders up 60, 142.70. So that spread between May and August had a $1.20 swing. August up 75 at 141.52. If you look back at that August chart, the last 2 days we gapped lower, so the market could be retracing, trying to fill some of those gaps and recover some of the losses from the past two or three trading days. Going back almost a year, you can see that we're in a pretty clear downtrend, though, in terms of the long-term chart. Live cattle slightly higher. June's up 15, 118.15. And August, fats up 27 here at 113.45. Box beef midday up $1.56 on choice at 224.83. Select up 35 cents, 207.17. We had some cash trade from 124 and 125 in Texas. Currently, it's 128 ask. But it looks like 125 is going to be the cash trade for this week.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
All right, Justin, what's the news behind those grain numbers?
Grain markets headed higher today, led by the soybeans, which continue to be in an uptrend. July beans up 31 and three quarters at 1086 and a half, a penny and a half off the highs. November new crop beans up 26 and a half at 1055 and three quarters. And so those markets have been extremely strong. Corn following beans here today up 6 to 7 and a half. December 16 corn up 5 and three quarters, 408 and a half. Almost to those levels that we hit back in April, just above 409 in these corn with today's high 408 and three quarters. The wheats were higher. Chicago wheat up 2 to 2 and a half. Kansas City July at 4 and a half at 451. So that market's been hanging around here for about 2 weeks now, and it has not made new lows, down at 441 in that Kansas City July. And, of course, harvest looming around the corner. There is some talk that in central Texas where they are cutting some wheat. But here currently in the southern Oklahoma and Texas panhandle, it's been just a little bit too wet to get started and quite some delays. The harvesters are ready to go. It's just that the fields are extremely muddy at this point and some additional rain here in the forecast. We have exports tomorrow, expecting 300 to 500 for wheat, 1.0 to 1.3 for corn, and 300 to 500 for beans.
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.